Immigration Nation, the station.
America, the home of the tiger.
Would you like to fondle my earlobe?
I have 17 monkeys living in my apartment.
Come now, child.
Church hair lord.
I bought this kilt on the mirrors of Scotland.
You will be willing to sail to the end of the earth.
You're listening to Immigration Nation, the station. Today's topic, Muslim immigration in the U.S. Muslims are everywhere. In our schools, at the office, even in our mosques. Living in America since as early as 1875, Muslim Americans have become a cornerstone of the American existence. From engineer Fazlur Khan, designer of Sears Tower and the John Hancock Center, all the way to famous rapper Fahim Najm, better known by his stage name, T-Pain. And yet, somehow, despite their long, luxurious list of accomplishments, Muslims are being discriminated against everywhere. By whom, you ask? Just about everyone.
Muslims want to kill Americans, you know that.
Muslim hypocrites.
They also want us to stop linking Islam with terrorism, which is pretty rich coming from the guardians of Islam and the guardians of terrorism.
The question is, why am I angry? And the answer is, of course, Islam. What's fucking new?
You suck. Your religion sucks. Stop breathing my air.
My God. Shocking. There is a nauseating amount of racism in our own backyard. According to Psychology Today, racism is bred by none other than ignorance. Here to dispel aforementioned ignorance is senior Muslim correspondent Nick Harrington.
Thank you, Liran. The earliest arrivals of Muslim immigrants came between 1875 and 1912 from the rural areas of present-day Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, Israel, and other Middle Eastern countries. Economically motivated men made up the majority, and they worked as laborers and merchants, only intending to stay long enough to earn enough money to support their families back home. Gradually, they began to settle in the eastern United States, the Middle West, and along the Pacific Coast. In recent times, most Muslims have arrived in the U.S. due to political turmoil in their home countries, while others came to ameliorate their economic status. One impetus that brought many Iranians westward was the Iranian Revolution in 1979, followed by a war between Iran and Iraq that lasted a decade. Wanting to escape the turmoil, many chose to settle in America, particularly California. It is estimated that there are nearly a million Iranians in the U.S. today.
That was arousing as usual, Nicholas. Muslims have come to the U.S. for many reasons. Some were merely attracted to the culture shown in American films and music, says local immigrant Golan Sani.
Yes, as a teenager, I have seen a lot of fantastic movies which give me inspiration, and American movies that give me a lot of inspiration and, learning about American life and opportunities and lifestyle, and that basically inspired me to come to the United States, and especially as a, it was for me as a young person was very adventurous to come across the ocean at that time and to come over. And I must say that I came all the way from Tehran by land and ship to New York, and then coming by bus to Los Angeles and going to college there.
Others came to escape the repressive sexism that limited their hopes and dreams, says local immigrant Shirin Gavani.
Well, because I always wanted to pursue my education out of country, out of Iran, and so after revolution, there was no place for me in there, especially, for women. It was very difficult for Iranian women to work there. And meaning my husband in Iran gave me the opportunity to come and pursue my dream and my education in United States.
America was perfect for Muslims, and Muslims were perfect for America. What could go wrong?
This is an NBC News special report.
Here is Tom Brokaw.
September 11th, the year 2001, a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country. President Bush saying today that freedom has been attacked by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Not since Pearl Harbor was attacked on December 7th, 1941.
The 9/11 attacks set off a Chinese firecracker of anti-Islamic sentiment in the United States of America. Airports, once proud American capitals of tolerance, have disintegrated into mere centers of racism.
Here in New York City, the Pentagon, and then another plane that was tracked deliberately into an area outside of Pittsburgh. That is the second plane hitting the Twin Trade Towers this morning.
Yes, I have been more questioned. I have been given more hard time, especially my name is Ghulam Hussein, and everybody knows that this is, has got some sort of a Persian or Arabic background.
Despite recent bouts of anti-Islamicism, most immigrants prefer life in America over the one they left. When asked whether he considered life in America an improvement over life in Iran, Ghulam Sani was confident in his response.
Oh, definitely, definitely, no doubt about it. It has been basically, I think this is the, one of the best things I have done in my life, coming to the United States, and I was able to do my dream, go to school, graduate from university, getting my MBA, and as I said, my own working and experience, and having fun, a lot of fun in the United States, and overall, really, I have accomplished my dream, and I'm very happy. My best time of life was during that time, and I've been in the United States for over 40 years, but on and off, and I live in other countries too due to my profession, but America is, I believe, is a unique place.
Ghulam has even accepted elements of American culture as his own.
In Christmas time, we have another celebration, and we enjoy Christmas and New Year's in the United States, and that is also something new learning for me.
Muslims may have accepted America, but has America accepted them? According to a 2006 CBS poll, only 19% of Americans hold favorable opinions of Islam. In a 2007 Newsweek survey, it was found that only 40% of Americans don't believe the Quran condones violence. In fact, 46% of Americans think there are too many Muslim immigrants in America. The root of these astonishing anti-Muslim leanings is in the supposed connection between terrorism and Islam. Yet very few Muslims hold terrorist views. A 2007 survey found that only 5% of American Muslims held a very favorable, or even a somewhat favorable, view of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Muslims are hard-working people who look to America with hope of a better life, much like many other immigrant groups before them. Yet, thanks to the actions of a small minority, Muslims will have to step through many hurdles before they can be accepted into American society. I'm Liran Zaev Rafali of Immigration Nation, The Station. Thanks for listening.
America,
would you like to fondle my yellow?
I have 17 monkeys living in my apartment.
Come not jive.
Church hair lot.
This kilt on the mirrors of Scotland.
You'll be willing to sail to the end of the earth.